Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our new friend on the show. With an old friend. He's Nick Rossman is here, and he's with IBM. And IBM is the old friend. As you know, some of you may remember, IBM was an awesome sponsor for us back in the Audis from 2001 on till, I guess, 2010 or so. They were awesome. I worked with them in a lot of different areas, including some of the stuff that Nick is going to talk with us about. Nick Rossman is the Global Threat Intelligence Lead at IBM Security X-Force, an organization we've been telling you about for a long time. Nick Rossman, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here on the show, and I'm glad you're here. We know about your organization. We've talked to other folks who were there before you at the X-Force, and I have been working with IBM probably 15 years ago. I was part of a tour with IBM when they were first launching their cybersecurity effort. They're the first ones who taught me about zero day. So we were doing this a long time ago, and I'm saying that, folks, to let you know that IBM was doing cybersecurity before working on cybersecurity was cool. Hey Nick, what's the news? What do you have for us that you guys are working on that you need to tell us about?
Well, Jim, thanks so much for having me. You know, we released our IBM Security X-Force Threat Intelligence Index. We're taking a look back of all the big attacks and that happened in 2020. And it's, you know, really important for us to look back because we often find that history repeats itself. So a couple of things that are core of our findings. You know, cyber criminals, they're trying to use their tried and true methods to get into networks, whether that's an enterprise or a small business. And that could be through SMS, a text message, a spear phishing via email. Their old tricks still work, so they're keeping at that.
They use the same angles and the same methods.
Absolutely.
But they change their messaging to suit the times.
That's
like,
right.
Like they went from whatever they were doing before now to the pandemic issues, right? That's their new messaging.
Absolutely. And we saw in early 2020, Jim, like just a skyrocketing amount of spam related to the pandemic. And then as we moved, you know, throughout the year of COVID, we saw attackers going after research facilities, you know, biopharmaceutical companies to learn about the vaccine and treatments and therapies. Then we started to see them shift into, hey, companies and countries are trying to get access to PPE, mm-hmm. masks, surgical gowns, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And we published a report about how there were a group of adversaries using spear phishing emails to target a task force that was assembling PPE in Europe as well during that time. So we think the same thing was occurring here in the States. Later on in the pandemic, you know, we saw also that attackers were going after the cold chain. So that's all the ways that the vaccine gets into your arm, you know, before it gets there, right? That vaccine's got to be stored
right.
Very, very cold, sub-freezing temperature. So you got to pack it. You've got to be able to ship it and keep it cold the entire length of the supply chain.
And what was their angle?
In this case, we saw them. What's that?
What was their angle for that?
Well, I think they could be trying to do two things. One, they try to go upstream. So, Jim, that's when you attack one company to really go after another, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to go after
and
a
that's
bigger
the thing,
fish.
That's one of the big things we've tried to get across to small business owners here on the show is you can say, well, I'm too small. Why would they come after me? But if you've got any connections to a bigger company, you're the gateway.
Absolutely. And we see that time and time again, whether it's a cyber criminal or someone backed by a nation state. They see the small parts of the supply chain is that vector to keep
and
how to keep going up. So they
that's
can
the
use
term,
their email.
That's the term, isn't it? Supply chain attack.
Yeah, and one of the ways is that going upstream, right? Like getting to your small business network, they use your email to send an email to another company they're trying to target, and they keep moving up to the bigger target that way.
Right, right.
So that could be one thing. The other thing that we were concerned about with those cold chain attacks, Jim, were the potential of an attack that could disrupt vaccine distribution and undermine trust. So what does that look like? Just imagine a ransomware attack that occurs on a refrigeration company
right. That's
a part of the supply chain.
Right.
And potentially spoil
and that really puts those people in a vulnerable state and causes them to give in to hostage demands. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Rick Rossman. He's with IBM Security X4.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.